From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Kenya braces as election results are to be announced.
We therefore invite the presidential candidates for the announcements of the results and declaration at 3:30 p.m. today. Thank you.
The voice of Consolata Nkatha Buchemena. She's the vice chairperson for the Independent Electoral and Boundaries Commission. 3:30 in Kenya, just over a half an hour away. Will the Election Commission declare incumbent President Uhuru Kenyatta the winner of last week's vote? Opposition leader Raila Odinga on Sunday demanded a new presidential election in 90 days, saying the country is in grave danger from political violence. Washington is doing a bit of bracing of its own today for today's potential announcement of the first criminal charges linked to Russian interference in the 2016 U.S. presidential election. It's being reported by various news agencies that a Washington-based federal grand jury approved charges in the probe led by special counsel Robert Mueller. Now, he's been looking into the possibility that the Trump campaign colluded with Russia. Speculation is that one of the indictments may be handed down to the former Trump campaign manager Paul Manafort. Adam Schiff is a member of the U.S. House of Representatives Intelligence Committee.
If it is Paul Manafort, and he has apparently told others that he expects to be indicted, it may help us answer one very central question in the investigation, and that is, we know that the Russian government, through intermediaries, was reaching out to the Trump campaign, reaching out to Paul Manafort and others, and offering information on Hillary Clinton they thought would help the Trump campaign. The question is, who gave what to whom as a result of these overtures?
This is VOA News.